Good morning. Today is April 2, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The US dollar is back on the front foot, gaining strength across the foreign exchange board as overall market sentiment has turned more cautious. Investor optimism has faded amid growing concerns about the duration of the conflict in the Middle East. Comments from US President Donald Trump last night left traders with the impression that a swift resolution to the strikes involving Iran is unlikely. As a result, expectations for a near-term de-escalation have diminished, and markets are adjusting accordingly. Investors were also hoping for more clarity around the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. However, the lack of concrete plans disappointed risk-oriented participants, especially after yesterday's optimism that a ceasefire agreement might be within reach and allow shipping flows to resume. In response, both bond and equity markets moved lower. There is increasing concern that elevated oil prices are not only here to stay, but could climb even further. This dynamic has supported renewed strength in the US dollar, with the so-called petrodollar effect once again becoming a key driver. At the same time, market liquidity is beginning to thin as participants prepare for Easter holiday observances across various regions. Europe remains active through the remainder of today but will step away for Good Friday and Easter Monday. Mexico is closed today and tomorrow, with normal business resuming after the weekend. With a long weekend ahead, we could see sentiment shift quickly once again. But for now, the dollar remains dominant as markets look ahead to tomorrow's key labor market data. Turning to Europe, the euro declined by 1.6% throughout the month of March. Its attempted rebound at the start of April has already been cut short, as markets increasingly price in the economic impact of prolonged geopolitical tensions. Next week will provide more clarity on the Eurozone outlook, with the release of purchasing managers' indices and retail sales data. These reports will offer insight into business confidence and consumer spending trends. We will also see producer price index data from February, along with the Centix Investor Confidence Survey. Inflation remains a central concern for the region. However, it is worth noting that much of the upcoming data may reflect conditions prior to the escalation involving Iran. In recent months, there had been some signs of easing price pressures at the producer level. In the United Kingdom, the British pound is down more than 0.5% this morning, broadly in line with other currencies as the stronger US dollar dominates trading. Beyond geopolitical headlines, there was also notable movement in UK government bonds overnight. Yields rose sharply, prompting increased expectations that the Bank of England may need to take a more hawkish stance and raise interest rates. This shift in market expectations comes despite comments from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, who cautioned that traders may be overestimating the likelihood of aggressive policy action. Looking ahead, the Bank of England is scheduled to meet on April 30 and again on June 18. Current market pricing suggests a 68.0% probability of a rate hike by June, with growing expectations that two additional 25 basis point increases could be delivered by the end of 2026. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.